Hello, this is Kenji from Sedona, Arizona, and today is a very unique day. Today is November 1st, and we are starting this activation at 11 a.m. Arizona time, and we are in a very unique area in Boynton Canyon, my favorite vortex area of Sedona. So today we're going to be using the power of one, prime number, prime energy. So today's activation in part will help you, will assist you in really moving forward with that primal energy for your next step along your spiritual pathway, your personal growth, relationships, and business. So let us relax into this activation. So making your spine as comfortable as possible and moving into a receptive mode of receiving, just simply being and receiving. So we're going to ask you to call forth your guides, your inner child, your guardian angel, and any other special beings that you would like to help you with today's activation. It's a very beautiful day here in the canyon. Beautiful clouds, sunshine, warmth, a gentle breeze that will be your messenger today. So let us call forth the messengers from this canyon, again, to assist and support you. And we're going to call forth some of the Kumaras, Sanat Kumara, Baiwamas, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and the spirit of this canyon, as well as our galactic support councils, such as the Ashtar Command and the Kingdom of the Fairies within the Earth. So Boynton Canyon has a blend, a beautiful blend of masculine and feminine. And it has a long history, an ancient history, of being a power spot for the planet. So let us move into deep relaxation, breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. You're going to breathe in pure pranic light into the body to help bring forth a state of peacefulness and tranquility and calm. Letting go of tribal consciousness, letting go of all activity upon the planet. Disengaging from your emotional body, your intellect, and any discomfort that you may be experiencing in your life and in your body. And bring your awareness back to the oneness, your still point, your place of empowerment. And as you exhale, just simply let go of the past. Whatever you've been stuck on in the past, be it memories, people, situations, unresolved issues. And for the remainder of this activation, keep your awareness in the present moment. Simply breathe into the light, exhaling, letting go deeper and deeper into theta, delta, gamma brainwave vibrations, relaxing all the muscles in your body, forehead, jaw, eyelids, fingers, toes, belly muscles, relaxing the shoulders. And begin to bring your awareness inward. And allow yourself to merge into that cosmic flow that we call the cosmic breath of life. Infinity flow. Now, kinesthetically, allow your awareness and your body to feel what it's like to be completely at ease, to be effortlessly and gently focused into the core of your essence. Move your awareness through that golden arc of light into your I Am, the Lord God of your being. Now we're going to create an alignment with all of your energy bodies, all of your subtle bodies. So you're going to be given a geometric symbol for you, that when you bring your focus and attention there, will automatically align all of your bodies together onto your physical. So you can also feel and imagine as if your horizontal axis and your vertical axis are coming into alignment at the center point. It's like a gyroscope that's perfectly balanced on a wire, spinning like the Merkaba spin, equal clockwise and counterclockwise flow. And that alignment is in perfect harmony with the axis of the earth. Okay, bring your awareness to your chakra system and make sure all chakras are open and flowing. As well as your central channel within your spine, being balanced on both sides by the yin and the yang channels. We're going to breathe into the heart, activating the still point. And then breathing into the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, activating those endocrine centers in the brain. Then activating your sun chakra, which is just above your navel. Okay, let's bring forth a brief cleansing of your field. Use whatever color vibration that is appropriate for you now today, be it the golden, the white, the violet, cobalt blue, rose pink, orange, red, sun yellow, indigo, purple, silver, earth tones, emerald green. And allow the gentle breeze of Boynton Canyon begin to move through your mind. And imagine above you, there are white rays of light that are symbolic of the clouds that are over this beautiful canyon at the moment. We're also going to invite any of your pets that can benefit from this activation. We're going to call forth their spirit, as well as any family members that are ready to receive. We're going to call forth the Kumaras to bring forth energetically, vibrationally, the history of this canyon for your remembrance. So that you may begin to integrate these healing frequencies into your life. Just stay focused within your heart. Let the information be given to you. There's nowhere to go but here and now. Staying present with your body. You'll be given perhaps glimpses of the history of this canyon in relationship to the ascension process for the planet and the Earth. And what occurs within this vortex in Boynton Canyon affects the whole planet, the whole globe, all of nature, as well as those that are open to receive in humanity, as well as beings in other dimensional realities that are connected with the evolution of this Earth. Be it the Pleiades, Arcturus, Aldebaran, Cassiopeia, the Dahl Universe, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter. Allow yourself to remember your connection here with Boynton Canyon. Perhaps you are beginning to remember the ceremonies that were offered here in ancient times. The drumming circles, the purification rites, the initiations that were given to those that journeyed here from afar, be it by teleportation, be it by horseback, be it by lightships. The walls of this canyon hold history. They hold memories of everything that has occurred here, spiritually speaking. This is like a big library, Akashic Records. There are guardians throughout this canyon. Guardians from other star systems, as well as those of the Earth. We have the deer spirit here, and the bear, and the snake, and the butterflies, and the chipmunks and squirrels, and the ants, and sparrows, and ravens. And bees. We have the spirit of the forests and the waterfalls and, of course, the wind. And for those of you that wish to visit here, you can do so energetically in this activation by just simply teleporting your awareness to a special place for you in the canyon, and just as if you were sitting in meditation, just receive the vibrations of this canyon. Ask to receive what is needed to enhance your life, to empower your life. And those energies that will assist in helping your body to self-heal and to self-correct and to self-regenerate. Now we're going to breathe in the power of one. We can also breathe in the power of 11. Breathe that deeply into your solar plexus, and then up into your heart, and then up into your pineal. And feel as if this primal power is moving all stuck places within your consciousness and your body. That is getting the energy moving. It is activating and stimulating all parts that have been stuck, frozen, stuck in indecision, stuck in confusion. And is beginning to wake up all the unconscious aspects within your mind and emotional body, and is encouraging that energy to wake up and to move forward. Forward in strength and power, trust and faith. And we're going to ask you now to create an intention for this activation, addressing your attention to the spirit of this beautiful canyon and to all those beings that are here present right now for you. Surrender it and then let it go and just simply stay relaxed and receiving within the light. Okay, let us now receive some of the Kamara energies. You can feel as if you are encircled by the Kumara lineage energies, and they are transmitting through your heart. Messages and validations regarding your intuitions. So let's receive them now for a few moments in deep silence. And now receive a message from a Yeshua, also known as Sananda. Invite him into your heart. And now receive Mary Magdalene's vibration. You now receive the vibration from Sanat Kumara and Lady Venus, Vaivamas. Okay, now let's finish up with a little message from your I Am Presence. Bring it all the way deep into the core of the heart. Okay, let's tune into your inner child. Let's spend a moment or two communicating with your inner child and your guardian angel as we finish up this extended and in-depth comprehensive activation in Boynton Canyon. Again, feel the warmth of the inner sun upon your being and upon your heart. So let's extend now your awareness deep into the earth. And for the next 30 days, the next 33 days, allow your body to continue to receive these blessings from the canyon through your feet chakras and through the crown. Receiving the healing vibrations. Not only from Boynton Canyon, but from Sedona in general. Remembering to drink plenty of water and make sure you're fully grounded before driving in your car today. Also allow in the dream state for the next 30 to 33 days visitations from the Ashtar Command regarding this meditation and activation. So let's give thanks for all who have attended and supported you in this activation. So allow this activation to work in the background of your life. This activation is designed for your self-empowerment, your self-awakening, and your self-healing. So until next time from the Red Rocks, have a very beautiful day. And remember the wind as the carrier of this vibration to you. Many blessings.